From KCBW Albuquerque News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. The prosecution is done presenting its case in the West Texas trial of polygamist church leader Warren Jeffs, who's accused of sexually assaulting children. Jeffs, the head of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, was previously convicted in Utah, but those convictions were overturned last year by the Utah Supreme Court. Wednesday, jurors heard key evidence in the case, listening to a 21-minute-long audio recording prosecutors say is Jeffs having sex with a 12-year-old girl. Salt Lake Tribune reporter Nate Carlisle has been in the courtroom covering the trial. I asked him what can be heard on the recording.
We do hear Warren Jeffs' voice, and we hear a lot of panting. And then we do hear some female voices. At one point, he says, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we hear, three female voices say, amen. There are no overt references to sex. The word sex is never said, and common synonyms for sex. But the prosecution has been setting up for days a context where they said some key phrases that we hear in the tape refers to sex. For example, Jeff refers to heavenly sessions. That's supposed to be a phrase meaning sex. Also, heavenly comfort is heard on the tape. That's supposed to mean sex, according to the prosecution. One thing we do not hear is this 12-year-old girl resisting. There's a context here in isolation. You wouldn't call it a sex tape.
So Warren Jeffs has made frequent outbursts so far. How did he react while this tape was actually being played?
He objected in the first couple minutes of the tape, and the judge just simply ignored him, and he stopped talking at that point, and he sat still and motionless at the defense table for the remaining minutes of the tape.
Now, obviously, you can't talk to the jury right now, but from what you saw, how were they reacting?
You know, this is the first time I saw a noticeable reaction out of any jury members. They've been stoic for the days that I've been sitting in the courtroom. This time I saw them, at least four jury members, put their hands over their mouths at a certain point to appear as though they were having a reaction. I guess we'll wait and see what the verdict is. But at first blush, anyway, it appears this audio recording did have an impact.
Now, we talked about the 21-minute tape. What were the tapes that were played on Tuesday in the court where Jeffs is having a conversation with some of his followers?
Well, Jeffs is telling a group of women, and the prosecution, again, through witnesses, claims that he was meeting with what Jeffs would call a quorum of his wives, perhaps up to 12 at a time in one recording, instructing them on such issues as sex and how to basically have sex with him as his husband. There was also some hygiene lessons in there. And again, some of this was to set up the context for the audio recording that was played on Wednesday morning, which the prosecution says is him having sex.
Are there supporters of Warren Jeffs, members of the FLDS Church, in the audience?
Presumably, yes. His brother, Lyle Jeffs, who is now the bishop of Hilldale in Colorado City, is in there. So is another of his supporters, J.D. Roundy. Those are the ones that I obviously know about. It's tough to know everyone that's sitting in the courtroom.
And so, Nate, now Warren Jeffs is about to begin his defense. Because of his outburst during the trial so far, the prosecution doesn't really want him to be able to continue representing himself. Any word yet on whether Jeffs will be allowed to continue representing himself throughout the rest of this trial?
Well, it's not necessarily that the prosecution doesn't want him to keep representing himself. It's that the prosecution doesn't want Jeffs to keep interrupting them, basically. And now that the prosecution has rested its case, that may be a moot point. You know, as for what defense Jeffs puts on, I guess we'll have to wait and see if he is really going to challenge the evidence at this point. At this point, he has not challenged the evidence to any significant degree. He has objected that a lot of the records entered, for example, are religious in nature and have constitutional protections, but the judge has overruled all of those objections, and the prosecution, when it had to argue, have successfully argued that this paperwork does not show religion as much as it shows illicit sex.
We've been speaking with Nate Carlisle. He and Lindsay Whitehurst are down in Texas reporting on the trial of Warren Jeffs. Nate, we appreciate your time and your sharing some of these details with us. Thank you.
Thank you.